Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is the day. What's up, guys? This is episode 31 of Heezy Life, titled How to Beat the Blues. Do you ever just have a bad day? Man, it sucks, doesn't it? They're dreary and sad and usually like rainy Mondays. But bad days in general are just the worst. Over the past few weeks, I've had some bad days. Days where I ate too much, cried too much, and just felt out of control. And I have to admit, it's really hard to have a positive podcast when you're feeling really negative. Because I feel like people are always like, hey, give me some positivity, or like, what's up? And I'm like, I'm not feeling it. It's kind of tough because negativity spreads and it's easy to get stuck, to grumble and let your bad day transition into a bad life. Everyone has bad days, but we can't let one bad day infect our tomorrow. My mom always tells me that just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you're having a bad life. And Mama Shay Shay is right. I hate to admit it, but bad days just like paralyze me. They halt my productivity, weaken my soul, and blind my optimism. I have a history of depression, and when I encounter a bad day, it brings me right back to the moment of all that pain and struggle. And I react. I spiral. I can't do this because I'm sad. I can't go because I'm anxious. I can't finish this because I'm so tired. I find myself wanting to blame my history of all those emotions and depression, anxiety for unfulfillment in my life. I want an excuse to be lazy and to settle, but that won't fix it. Excuses won't make it go away. Blaming emotions won't solve unfulfillment, but taking action will. I hope this doesn't come across as insensitive. I know depression and mental illnesses are real. I've lived through it and I've struggled with it. But guys, we give way too much power to our emotions. We leverage our goals and our dreams on these emotions that flip-flop so easily. Have you ever had a moment where you've been feeling like sad or tired, and then something happens and you just like spring to life? Emotions are temperamental and they can change like in the blink of an eye. We have to stop giving them so much power. I did not feel like doing this podcast this week. I love you guys so much, but I was just tired and sad and just having all types of feels. And I kept trying to come up with an excuse of how I could get out of it. Like I was scheming. I told myself, oh, I'm just like way too tired, or I've done too much this week already. Like it's not a big deal. No one will care. But I did it anyways. It's in these moments where you will find real success and growth in your life. It's the moments where you have to choose to do what is hard now or to do what is easy. You have a choice. You have a choice whether to sit with your bad day and spiral it into a bad life, or you can use it. You can use your struggle to find strength and new opportunities. You can use it to help others and to refocus your life. Bad days are a part of being human. It's okay to be sad, mad, or upset. But what's not okay is to let that be the end of your story. Be resilient, guys, because you really are stronger than you think you are. This week, be honest about your humanness. And remember that just because you have a bad day doesn't mean you have a bad life. I'm already so proud of your progress. You guys are rock stars. Thank you for investing in yourselves. You have done a great thing today. With that, have a great week and keep it easy, my friends.